Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Let's just take about a deep breath in. Exhale. Inhale, then exhale. What's up, y'all? It is Queen J. Yes. Yes, I know. I know. It's Queen J. Queen J Podcast. The long-awaited return of Queen J Podcast. The long hiatus of Queen J Podcast. It's your girl, your one and only, the owner of Queen J Podcast herself, Queen J. Just want to say that I don't own any rights to the music that's being played. Sometimes I do like to play the words. And so, most of the time, I play instrumentals so they won't block me. But, yes, the song that you are listening to is Kelly Rowland's song called Motivation. That is actually part of the topic that we're going to be talking about today, motivation. I love that song, by the way. Let me just say that I am so honored and glad to be back. I think I was gone for about 6 months or so. 6 months I've been gone from this show. I just want to say that I do apologize because I know it's been a while since y'all heard from Queen J. It's been a while since y'all probably say, what happened? Like, is she still going to do her show? Is the show coming back? Like, I know people have been wondering, where in the world is Queen J? What happened to Queen J? Well, I've been dealing with a lot of things mentally. I've been dealing with a lot mentally. I have been going through things just a lot. I've been dealing with a lot of things, but most of my stuff has been mentally. And if anybody has out there has dealt with anxiety, then you know what anxiety is. You know what it's like. You know how it feels. And it's definitely not a good thing to deal with. So I just want to say that I do apologize for my long hiatus, for the long disappearance of Queen J Podcast. But I want to apologize for what I've been going through. And I won't apologize for what I've been dealing with. Because that's something that can be in my control, but sometimes it's not in my control. So, to anybody out there that's dealing with mental issues, mental health issues, I know how you feel. I understand because I deal with it too. And just know that there's always somebody out there that is listening. There's always somebody out there that will help you. That will be with you and be by your side. You just have to find the right person. And I'm not talking about like a relationship or anything, which that is good too. But I'm talking about like friend-wise, you know what I'm saying? Or just companionship. Somebody just to be there for you to say you don't have to be alone. Michael Jackson has a song that says, "You are not alone, but I am here with you." So we have to remember that sometimes when you're dealing with mental health stuff, we feel like we are alone. And I'm pretty sure everybody has dealt with anxiety and depression at one point, but some of us, it just hits a little harder than others. And so anybody out there that's dealing with anxiety or depression or any mental health issues, I understand how you feel. You need a listening ear. I'm not always good at giving advice, but I can be that listening ear. I'll cry with you. I'll be mad with you and all that, because I definitely know how it is to deal with mental health stuff. And we actually had someone that was supposed to come on, but I don't know how to get in contact with them. I want to get somebody here on the show that can, you know, that is like a person that can help us, give us like ideas or ways that we can get through this mental health stuff, because it's rough at times, y'all. I deal with anxiety all the time. The past year, I've been dealing with anxiety. That's probably why I went on a hiatus, too, because the past year, anxiety had really hit me hard, you know. So just wanted to say that those few words. But anyway, I'm so excited, y'all, to be back. Queen J Podcast is back, and I'm just excited because we have a lot of things coming up for the rest of 2023. And I will try not to give y'all no hiatus no more. I won't say that I'll be going a long time. I might be going a long time again, maybe a week or two, but I'll never let it be a whole 6 months. I will never be away from y'all for 6 months. So I do apologize for the long hiatus, but Queen J Podcast is back. And I'm here. I'm here with y'all for the next, not quite an hour now, because I've came in 8 minutes. So I have a two-for-one special today. Anybody, first of all, before I get into anything, I just want to say this. No, I'll wait till the end. I always like to do my announcements at the end because sometimes I have people that, y'all know, a lot of new listeners. I do got to say this before I get into my topics. Queen J Podcast is currently at 925 listeners, actually 926. I'm at 926 listeners. And I just want to say, it's not about the listeners. It's about the fact that you guys tune into my show. It's about the fact that you guys love to hear Queen J Podcast. And that is what keeps me going. That is what kept me going. Because, and I know I'm going to get fussed at for saying this, but there was times where I wanted to quit. Where I said, you know, I'm going to stop. You know, podcasting, it just wasn't for me no more. But then I had to think about, you know, why I was doing it and why I love doing this and why this is something that I wanted to do. And I had to think about why I started podcasting. I had to think about why podcasting was my thing. Time. So with that being said, for the rest of 2023, Queen J Podcast is back. That's all I can tell you is that I'm back. Okay. So today we are doing a two-for-one special, and you might say, and anybody who is a normal fan of Queen J Podcast or normal listener, let's say listener, you might say, well, Queen J, what's a two-for-one special? The two-for-one special today is I'm giving you two topics in one day. I've been running and doing things, and I said, I want to come live and do my show, and I've been tired as heck. And I want to come live for 2 days now. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm tired. I said, I'm going to make time Friday to get a show in before. Because we got two good shows coming up this weekend, tomorrow and Memorial Day. But I'll talk about that more before when I do my announcements. But I said to myself, I said, you know what? I said, I got to do a two-for-one special today. So y'all get a treat. Queen J Podcast is back. And you get two episodes in one time. You get two episodes in one day. Don't always expect that. Don't always expect that. Okay? Don't always expect that. But you get two episodes in one day. So that is something that I don't normally do. But since I've been gone for so long, I decided to come and do this. and give y'all two episodes. So let's get to it. Let's get to it. The first thing we're going to talk about is my music. Not my music. I'm sorry, not my music. But the music I played at the beginning of the show called Kelly Rowland, by Kelly Rowland, called Motivation. So our first topic is being motivated, better known as self-motivation. So we're just going to talk about motivation. Let's just say the word motivation in general. So the first 30 minutes, I'm going to give you, first part of 20 minutes, I'm going to give you all a topic on motivation. And then the next topic is going to be the lies, the lies. Now, that is something that I'm going to get more in, going to get kind of serious on that second topic. So if you got people around that you don't want to hear, that you're listening and you don't want them to hear certain things, you better kind of move into another section of the house or wherever you're at, because it might be some curse words in that next topic. So, yeah. All right. So, motivation. You might say, well, Queen Jay, what are you talking about? What are you talking about when you say motivation? So I want to play the song one more time. I'm just going to play a little bit while I do something real quick. Let me just play this song real quick. I'm going to play it again. Hold on.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to play that for a few minutes again, just in case anybody had just came in. So we're talking about for the next 20 or 30 minutes called motivation. This topic came about because of the simple fact that for the past 2 weeks, I was motivated. And I'm still motivated. I've been walking. I missed a couple of days of it. Y'all know I always tell my truth. For my regular listeners, y'all know I always tell my truth. I've been walking the past 2 weeks. I went to the beach. And when I went to the beach, I went to this hotel that the parking garage was actually across from the where you go in the hotel at. So it was a lot of walking. So I said to myself, now, if I want to be here at this beach, and I got to come to this hotel, then I got to walk. And I did all that walking. I did all that walking and did all, going up down the room and stuff like that. And I said to myself, you know what? I said, walking isn't that bad. I said, walking isn't that bad. Walking is actually good for you. So after I left the hotel, I said, okay, you know what? I said, when I get home, I said, I'm going to start doing more walking. And even though, like I told you, I'm going to tell my truth, even though I missed a couple of days of it, for the past 2 weeks, I have been walking. I may not always go to the track, but I walk to my mailbox. If you guys knew where my mailbox is at, from where I stay, then you say, okay, I can see why you want to, you know, sometimes just walk there. So I have been motivated. By me going to that hotel at the beach actually motivated me. And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all, sometimes it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good to have people to motivate you. You know, I have people motivate me all the time. But sometimes it's good to motivate yourself, especially if you have goals that you want to reach. You know what I'm saying? You might have goals that you want to reach. You might have things that you want to accomplish. And like I said, even though it's good for people to motivate you, sometimes you got to do, I call it self-motivation. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do that self-motivation. Sometimes you got to say, you know what? I'm going to motivate myself. I'm going to tell myself, hey, I can do this. So by me walking, I'm going to keep telling myself, hey, I might take a little break for 2 or 3 days, but I'm going to keep on walking. I'm going to keep on pushing. And right now, I just do one lap. But I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to do, the next time, I might want to do 2 laps. I might want to do 3 laps. You know what I'm saying? That self-motivation is everything. We're talking about being motivated. Sometimes, some of you, I don't have kids, but I'm going to bring my sister up for a minute. My sister, she had surgery, doing great, lost already at her goal weight, going past her goal weight. Part of her motivation, she said, was her kids. She wanted Liv to be here with her kids. You could be motivated by that as well. You know, you might, those of you who are married, you might be motivated by your husband, wife, people, humans. We could be motivated by people as well. You know, they motivate us. But you ever had someone, give me time to work this topic, y'all. It's been 6 months, so I'm just getting back into it. You ever had someone to tell you? You ever had someone to tell you, you motivate me? My cousin told me that last week on Facebook, because I've been posting my walking videos and stuff. You know what she said? She said, you motivate me, Jaleesa, cousin. I said, I motivate you? She said, yeah. She said, you've been motivating me. She said, I don't even exercise. She said, I see you getting out there, and I see you walking and doing your thing. She said, you motivate me. I was ecstatic. I was happy. I said, wow. I said, I motivate somebody. I said, me? I said, I motivate somebody? I said, wow. You know, we never know who is watching us. Or that's why they always say it's important to know what you're doing. It's important to watch what you're doing, because you never know who is paying you attention. You never know who is listening, who wants to be. There might be people out there that want to be like you. You never know who is out there. You never know who is out there that wants to say, hey, you motivated me to go back to work. You motivated me to start writing a book. You know, I'm just making examples, but y'all get what I'm saying. So this motivation topic goes so many ways. As I said, it's good for people to motivate you, but sometimes you got to also motivate yourself. If you want that task, if you want to accomplish that goal, you want to finish that task, you got to tell yourself, I'm going to do this. You got to tell yourself, I am going to motivate myself. You know what I'm saying? We got to know how to be motivated. There's a lot of people out there who are so talented, and they just don't have the drive, the strength, the energy. So sometimes you do have to go out there and tell them, hey, you can do this. You got this. This is for you. You got this. You can do this. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about self-motivation, but also us be able to get somebody to motivate us, because sometimes some things you just don't have the energy to do. Some things you just don't want to do because you just feel like you're not good at it. You feel like you're not good enough. But as soon as somebody come and tell you, hey, I had someone in my DM this morning, and I won't call the name, but I had someone, because some people don't want you to tell everything. They tell what you tell them, but I do want to say that was positive what they told me. They said, whatever you try and do, just know you can do it. I don't know what made them tell me that, but those words right there was motivation for me. Because I said, you know what? Somebody believes in me to tell me that whatever I'm trying to do, I can do it. And I thank them for that. So as I said, yes, it's good. It's good to have people to motivate you. But it's so much more better when you are motivating yourself. when you say, you know what, I'm doing this for, if I don't do this, I'm not doing this for nobody else but me. Because I know what I want to gain from this. I know what I want to accomplish from this task. You know what I'm saying? So let me tell you the role of motivation. It is a strong tool that helps to get ahead in life. For being motivated, we need a driving tool or goal that keeps us motivated and moves forward. Also, it helps us in being progressive or physically and mentally. Moreover, your goal does not be too big and long-term. They could be small and empowering. You might say, well, you know, you have some people that say they're going to stop smoking and drinking. That may not seem big to you, but it's big for them because they want to stop that for whatever reason. Everybody have their own reasons why they want to do that, why they want to stop doing that. So that's a big thing for a lot of people. And I just want to say a shout out to anybody that accomplished that task to say, you know what, I don't need nothing to drink. I don't need a drink. You know what I'm saying? I applaud anybody who, you know, does it, you know, makes that goal that they say, you know what, I want to stop smoking, I want to stop drinking. That's a goal they made for themselves, and they accomplish it. I've seen people say they went 3, 4 years, 12 years, 15, 20 years without doing that stuff. So I applaud anybody who accomplished those goals of saying they want to stop smoking, drinking. They were, you know why they did that too? Because they were motivated. They told themselves, you know what, I can do this. For my health, to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to stop. And they did that because it was a strong goal they had. They had a drive. Something pushed them. I don't know what pushing y'all to reach y'all goals, but I want to say keep pushing. I want to say keep pushing. Keep going forward. Anybody who ever listened to Queen J podcast know that whatever I tell y'all, I'm telling myself the same thing. Keep pushing towards those goals. Me personally, I want to lose more weight. Some days it's harder than others. Some days it's harder than others. But guess what? If we keep pushing towards those goals, we'll do it. You have some people that say, okay, I'm going to run 10 times around the track. And they do that. Why? Because they are driven. They push themselves. They make those goals. You got to set a time. And like I tell a lot, y'all, whatever I tell y'all, I'm telling myself the same thing. You got to set a goal a day. If you want to accomplish whatever the goal is you want to accomplish, you got to take some notes. Set that goal. Set a timer on your phone so that goal can be met. You say, okay, it's time for me to do what I need to do to reach that goal. I don't know what goals anybody there is trying to make or reach, but know that as long as you set that goal, as long as you, you know, keep pushing, your goal will be met. I don't care what nobody got to say. First of all, we got to stop listening to negative people. Stop listening to negative people that tell you that it's hard to find a job. A lot of jobs are out there, and there is one waiting for you. Stop listening to people that tell you, oh, you'll never reach your goal. You might be going to lose weight. Stop letting people tell you that you won't be able to do it. And the reason why I bring that one up, because I had people tell me that. I've lost over 100-something pounds since I had surgery. No, I'm not where I need to be at, but I'm going to get there. But first of all, sometimes we are trying to reach our goals. We got to take the negative people out of our ear. Sometimes you have to take those negative people and cut them off with silence and take those negative people. And this was told to me, so I'm telling y'all this. Get those negative people out your ear. Some people want to go back to college, get their college degree. Go get that college degree. Go get that high school diploma. Go get that job. Anything that you want to do, motivate yourself and do it. And let others motivate you as well. Let those people, let me tell you what else about motivation. Motivation can also come from people that want to see you succeed. See, people that don't want to see you succeed ain't going to tell you nothing positive. They don't want you to reach your goals. So that's why you got to be around people. And like I tell y'all, I'm telling myself the same thing. That's why you got to be around people that want to see you succeed. That's why you got to be around people that want to see you reach your goals. See what I'm saying? We can't expect to be around people that don't want to see us be successful. So that's where that negative thing comes in at. You got to let go of those negative people. Because people that don't want to see you happy, people that don't want to see you succeed, they're not going to tell you nothing positive. Okay? They're not going to tell you nothing nice because they don't want you to reach your goals. So you got to watch those people that's always telling you something negative. And you know, and y'all know, anybody who ever listened to Queen J podcast already know that whatever I tell you, I'm telling myself the same thing. If you got people out there that's always telling you something negative, that's always telling you something bad, that's always saying what you cannot do instead of telling you what you can do, y'all know I always tell y'all I might get a little off the topic, so it's all right. We're going to get back to it. But we're talking about motivation, but motivation also comes with folks. Sometimes you have folks who bring down your motivation. See what I'm saying? Now y'all get where I'm going. Sometimes the reason why you're not motivated is because folks in your life, some of those folks in your life don't want you to be motivated. They want you to not get those goals accomplished. They want you to not succeed at what you're trying to do. And let's just put a disclaimer out there because this was said a while back about me. And I just want to say this. I don't want nothing nobody got in life. I will motivate myself and get whatever I want. I want my own stuff. One thing about Queen J, she is always happy for anybody. Oh, she's always happy for anybody. So never let it get misconstrued or whatever the situation is. I don't want what nobody got. I can motivate myself to say, you know what, I'm happy for that person, so guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my own thing. And so I see we have some people that are listening. I just want to say thank you for tuning in to Queen J Podcast. We are doing a 2-for-1 special, but right now we're just talking about motivation, self-motivation, being motivated, but also getting some of those people out of your life who don't want you to be motivated. There are people in your life that don't want you to be motivated. They want you to not get your goals. But Queen J is telling you to go reach for the stars. If you want to be a police officer, go be that police officer. Go to the school. Go and do what you got to do. I don't know what the steps is. If you want to be a doctor, go get those credentials. I see people on my Facebook. People on my Twitter as well. But I see some people on my Facebook, they becoming, what do you call those things? They got their bail bondsmen and things like that. Getting those little small goals and small tasks accomplished. Because they have that drive and they have that motivation. And for my new listeners, like I say, whatever I tell y'all, I'm telling myself the same thing. Ain't nothing different. Whatever I tell y'all, I'm telling myself the same thing. Got to be motivated. You got to push yourself. You know, like I told y'all, if y'all missed it earlier, I was motivated to start walking. I didn't know that I could walk a whole lap without stopping. That I could walk around the track without stopping. Even though my back gives out and I have to stop for a few seconds, I still make it around that track. And I say, you know, if I can motivate myself to make it around that track without stopping, then I can make it around 2 times. Then I can make it around 3 times. Then I can make it around 4 times. It's all about being motivated. Something has to drive you, to motivate you to say, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. So like I said, I made a few examples earlier. You know, you got people that want to stop smoking, stop drinking, want to lose weight, all kind of other things that people want to do. But they are motivated by something. It can motivate you all day long. But it's about that self-motivation too. It has to be something within you that says, I got to do this. I got to push myself. I got to do this. If I don't do it for nobody else, I need to do it for me. If I don't do it for nobody else, I can do it for me. I got to. I got a motivation essay I want to read to you guys. It says, you will learn to fight. Hold on a second. You will learn to fight your fears and negative thoughts when you're motivated. Motivation helps professionals to be positive and happy while working hard to achieve goals. When you are motivated, you learn to organize and prioritize your life. Motivation helps students to concentrate and work hard in the class. It awakens a sense of meaning in life. I like that first part that says, let's focus on that first part that says, you will learn to fight your fears and negative thoughts when you are motivated. You might have a fear of, you might want to fly on an airplane, and you might say, dang, I'm kind of scared. I'm in the air. But what motivates you is the fact that you want to pay cheaper money when you go travel, right? That could be a motivation too. So you will say, you know what? I got to do this if I want to. I got to do this if I don't want to pay for that. Because that train. I was just telling somebody this morning that train and bus is high. So with that being said, y'all. Sometimes you have to be motivated to do things you don't want to do in order to get the outcome of other results. So, in conclusion about motivation, I want to give you all the four types of motivation. We have incentive motivation. Incentive motivation is about external rewards. For example, I might be at work and they say, okay, you got some sales goals. My last job was a sales job. So they said, well, if you want to get $5 worth of sales, you got to be motivated to rebuttal. When people, because I was doing Sirius XM. I know y'all know what Sirius XM is, a lot of y'all. Sirius XM is the online radio where people listen to music topics, podcasts, and all that stuff. So you might say, okay, well, I want to be motivated to listen to Sirius. I want to be motivated to get these sales by Sirius, you know, so I can get the $5 sales. So when people call in, they don't want to extend their subscription, and I want my $5 sales, guess what I got to do? They already gave me the rules. Guess what I got to do? I got to be motivated to rebuttal, and I got to be motivated to tell those people why they need to keep their Sirius subscription when they get their car. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to be motivated if we want the things we want in life. You understand what I'm saying? We got to be motivated. Fear motivation. Here you were motivated by the fear of an undesirable outcome. My biggest fear is, I just told y'all, flying an airplane. But if I want to travel about cheaper, I got to get over that fear. Once I get enough courage to get on that airplane, then it'll be nothing. But I got to first get myself motivated to go on there and do it. So try to get over that fear that you have. You might be a person that never drove a car and say, you know what, I got to get over this fear of driving a car. If I want to drive myself and I'm tired of people ask for rides, then I got to get over the fear of go ahead and drive. Just take that chance, y'all. Take that chance. You'll be surprised at yourself. I'm for real. You'll be surprised at what you can do when you're motivated. You'll be surprised at what you can do. Power motivation. Got to have that power, that willpower to say, you know what? It may look like I can't do this, but I'm going to do it. I do apologize if my TV is loud because my nephew is here. He got to go home soon. Anyway, so we got to have that willpower to say, you know what, I'm going to accomplish this goal. I'm going to do this. I don't care what nobody got to say. See, when you get that mindset that you don't care what nobody got to say about you, that you don't care how folks feel, that's a goal right there. That is a goal right there. Because you don't care how nobody feel. You don't care what nobody got to say. Long as you know that you can accomplish whatever goal it is that you're trying to accomplish. That's that willpower. So, you know what? I got the willpower. I'm going to do this. I don't care. I don't care what nobody got to say. I'm going to do this. And social motivation. Now, social motivation in my eyes is basically you being sociable. You talking to people about what your goals is. You're telling them what you want to do, though, how you want to be. You know, you're telling people basically what you want to accomplish. Being talkative and active with people, you know. But make sure that with social motivation that you're telling people that, like I said earlier, that want to see you succeed. Because we know that we have people in life that do not want to see us succeed. And when you got those type of people, you better cut them off. Because they ain't mean you no good. Because everything that you want to do, everything. And you got to, and I'm guilty of this too. You got to also watch what you tell people. Because everybody's not happy for you. Everybody don't want to hear your goals. Everybody don't want to hear your accomplishments. Everybody don't want to hear everything that you got to say. So make sure that you tell the right people about your goals and your accomplishments, okay? Make sure you tell people that, the right people. Because the wrong people, like I said, they ain't going to want to see you be happy. They ain't going to see your goals and your accomplishments. They go. The wrong people in your life are always gonna want you to fail, but the right people are always gonna want you to see. They're gonna push you. They're gonna pep you up. People had to pep me up about my podcast. I wasn't motivated anymore. I lost motivation for my podcast. I said I can't do this. I don't want to do this. But guess what? I had people in my corner that said, "Don't quit your podcast." I had people also tell me it's okay if you want to take a break. It's okay if you need to step back for a second. I had people in my corner that was motivating me. As I said, it's good to have people to motivate you. But make sure that you also motivate yourself. Because if you want those things to happen, yes, people can motivate you all day long. But you got to also motivate yourself. And when you take that step and that initiative, it'll work out just fine. Everything will work out just fine. So that is all of my first topic. Could help someone because it definitely, like my regular listeners know, whatever I always say, whatever I tell y'all, I'm telling myself the same thing. So with that being said, I hope that topic helps someone because it definitely helped me. It definitely helped me. All right, this last topic, I'm not going to try to be too long on because I did say I was sticking to an hour. So we're going to be talking about lies to lies. Now we're about to get into a little bit of curse words. So I do apologize if y'all hear me curse a little bit. For my new listeners, I do apologize because, yeah, I do have to say a few curse words because this topic might kind of piss me off a little bit. So I do have to say a little curse words, but it's all right. Sometimes some things you have to let out how you feel. You might say, well, Queen J, how did you come up with the topic, the lies of lies? Well, I was on YouTube. I used to do YouTube a long time ago. And this was a topic that came up. And I said I was going to talk about it. Like I told you, I was giving y'all 2-for-1 special today, so get ready. I hate when people lie on me. I know I'm not the only one out there that feels that way. I hate when people lie on me. I hate when people lie on people. I just hate lies, period. Now, have I ever told a lie? Yes. Many times. I can tell my truth. Regardless of how much people think I don't tell the truth, tell my truth. I have told lies. But in this day and time, I ain't got time to be lying. If I got time to tell you a lie, then I don't know what to say about myself because I'm getting too old for that. I'm 32 years old, and even though I'm still young, kind of young, it just seems like it's just wrong to tell random lies. Like, what? You know, I'm going to tell y'all a lie that was told on me. So basically, I got a family member, right, that basically – she's supposed to be a prophet. And she told some people in my family that I was going to have a baby before I finished high school, right? Now, mind you guys, it is 2023, right? I'm 32 years old. Back then, I want to say she told that lie around about when I was 13. I finished high school in 2009. Got my high school diploma, by the way. So currently, I don't have any kids. So tell me why, where the child is at. Because by this time, the child would have been a teenager. So where is the child? Because I just don't understand, like, and that's why this part of this topic is the lies, the lies. Like, first of all, you lying and say you're a child of God, you're a prophet, but God didn't show you that, because if God showed you that, I would have had a baby before I finished high school. One thing I know about God, he's a man that doesn't lie. And I know there are people that don't believe in him, and that's fine. I don't go against nobody's beliefs, but for me, I believe in God. And I know that God is a man that does not lie. So with that being said, how come, if you said God showed you I was going to have a baby before I finished high school, where's the child? As I said, it would have been a teenager by now. So it just goes to show you how people just tell lies. Like, I don't get that. Why just lie for no reason? And I feel like people like that in my family, first of all, I don't do my family like that. They tell a lot of lies on me, say all kinds of things about me when I was young. At this point, I just feel like they're jealous of me. You might say, well, Queen J, girl, they ain't jealous of you. But I really do feel like that. When you have people that constantly lie on you, just keep telling yourself they jealous of me. Just keep telling yourself they got to be jealous of me. Just keep telling yourself they got to be jealous of me, because it's no way you're just going to sit there and lie on people for no reason. Just tell a lie on people for no reason. Like, there's no way. I can't just do that. I just can't tell lies on people for no reason. Like, it's sick. And it's sad. You know? I had someone, and I'm going to just say this. I don't do this on my podcast, and I'm not going to start. I had someone say that I was into their relationship more than them. Which was definitely not true, because like I said earlier, I don't want nothing nobody got, first of all. Because if you saw my DMs on Twitter and my inbox on Facebook, you would see why I don't want nothing nobody got. And nobody knows what was going on in my personal life, in real life anyway. But to say that I'm into something more than somebody else, when they posted their business on the internet, that was a lie. Because I wouldn't know nothing unless they had to post their business. But like I said, I'm not going to talk about that. I don't make my podcast to bash anyone. That's not what I do. But I'm just telling you about some lies. The lies are lies that have been told. There's somebody on my tour that has me blocked right now that told someone not to tag me because I was still flirting with them. That was another lie. Because first of all, this person was in my DM saying things. I asked them a few questions, and they was like, well, I just want you to know I'm not interested. I said, okay, cool, that's fine. Let me tell you something. I'm not no person to chase nobody down if they interested in me. What pissed me off was when they told someone not to put me in their tweets, because they blocked me and lied and said that I was still flirting with them. But this is why it's important to keep screenshots, just in case people start doing stupid stuff. You can show your proof. And I ain't really trying to get into that, but just know they told lies. Because how is it that you say that I was all in your, I was still flirting with you and you were still flirting with me too? And like I said, I have the proof. So I just hate when people tell lies. Like, I hate when people tell lies on not only me, but on people that I deal with as well. On people that I know. I hate when people lie on people. Like, I had someone to lie on someone I know, saying that they was getting mad because somebody was taking their money. Like, first of all, with that particular person, they don't even give nobody no money. So how can you say somebody taking somebody's money if they, that person don't give nobody money? They definitely don't keep their pocketbook around them. So I just hate when people lie on people. Like, it's just so, it's so stupid. I hate when people lie on people. Like, I hate people lie on people. Like, even right now, I'm looking at the messages of this person that was still flirting with me. of this person that was still talking to me, but going to tell people that they got mad because I was still talking. What? Like, y'all, I just hate people lie on people. Like, the lies, the lies. Like, some people just lie for no reason. And just don't care. Like, you know how that saying goes, like, a lie don't care who tell it? A lie definitely don't care who tell it. It's so much that I can tell y'all. It's so much that I can tell y'all about what people have lied about. You even got people out there that will lie and say they pregnant just so people can tell them congrats or just to try to get gifts. People will lie about anything. I looked up something about lies. It says the main reason people lie is low self-esteem. They want to impress, please, and tell someone what they think they want to hear. And that's true. I've had people lie on me and say that, okay, me and this person was having a conversation. And we were having this conversation, and they told me that the person told them that I basically was in love with one of my exes. And I'm like, huh? How am I still in love with an ex? Like, how am I still in love with an ex? I don't understand. Much love to y'all. Okay, I have someone in my chat. I don't know what he is saying. I think this is... If you could just chat something else to let me know you're a real person, because I don't usually do things in my chat. So we do have someone that's in the chat. So I'm just asking, waiting to see if they write back to see if they're a real person. Because we do have spam here sometime on Blog Talk. Blog Talk has to do better with that. But yes, y'all, I hate people that lie on people. I hate people that tell lies on people. I hate people that just... Now, let me tell you something. I didn't say I hate people, so don't go and say, oh, Queen J said, no, I didn't say I hate people. I said I hate when people tell lies on people. It's just so much I can tell y'all about this situation. Like, sometimes people lie on my mom. Like, this one girl gonna tell someone that my mom was talking about her. And my mom don't even talk to the girl. You know what I'm saying? She don't even talk to the girl. She don't even talk to the person. She don't even talk to the girl. So I don't even know why the girl told lies on her like that. That situation really did escalate. It really escalated into something else. So my whole thing, what I'm going to wrap this up and say, is stop lying on people. Stop telling lies on people. If you don't quit, people don't take things well lately, these days. And I think I'm being very professional, because there's a lot of things I can tell y'all what people have lied on me about. I can tell y'all what people have lied to me about. Because, you know, you do got some situations where people will lie to your face too, right? Y'all know it, right? Y'all know y'all got some of those situations where people actually lie to your face. And I think when people tell you, I think when people tell people lies to their face, I feel like that's insult. Tell me the truth of what's going on. Because when you lie to me, that's going to cause me not to trust you. And I don't think people think about that. I don't think they know, understand that when you tell lies to people like that, that caused people not to trust you. So just tell the truth. If you tell the truth, people will trust you if you tell the truth. But the more lies you tell, because y'all ever heard a thing that says, a lie don't care who tell it. And when you tell one lie, you got to tell three or four to tell to make up the first one you told. Yeah. So it's important to make sure that we are telling the truth. Well, that's all I got to say. To wrap this up, I'm going to say stop lying to people. Tell people the truth. And I'm going to go even further. Tell people the truth about themselves as well. Don't try to sugarcoat nothing for nobody. I don't want nobody to sugarcoat nothing for me. I might hang up on your ass, and I might not want to talk to you again. But don't lie to me about nothing. Don't try to say, if I asked you, was it nice for me to just show my body in public? Don't lie and say, yeah, I looked nice. You tell me the truth and tell me, girl, you looked a hot-ass mess. Why are you showing people your body in public? You know what I'm saying? So the lies can go all kind of ways. The person might not want to talk to you again. And that's kind of fine. That's fine if that person won't talk to you again. At least you told him the truth. At least you told him the truth. All right, y'all. So, that's all my show for today. Kind of was into it a little bit. But I want to get one in. Let me do my announcements for today. As I was telling y'all earlier, Queen J Podcast is at 926 listens. It's not about the listens. It's about the fact that you guys tune in to my show. And I am forever grateful. You guys don't understand how much it means to me that even when I was on my hiatus, people were still listening to my show. People were still, you know, tuning in to my different topics and episodes. I even had one person told me the other day, they listened to one of my episodes and liked the song I was playing. I wasn't even done and did a show in 6 months. So thank you guys for 926 listens. As I said a long time ago, once I get to 1,000 listens, that I was going to do a giveaway. I believe that giveaway will happen this year. I said I'm going to do it for Christmas. So that is an announcement that I'm going to have to keep y'all updated with because it is just May. So we won't talk about that too much right now. We'll start back talking about that more in October. We have two shows coming this week. This was the return show of Queen J Podcast. We got two shows coming this week that I want you guys to, if you have time to tune in or tune in later, y'all know I'm active on Twitter. I did take a Twitter break. And I didn't even think the people that were missing me were going to miss me when I took my Twitter break. But people were actually missing me. So with that being said, I thank y'all for checking on me and always being here for me. We have a show coming tomorrow, May 27th at 6 p.m. I'm not going to put the name yet until the actual show tomorrow. But I have, y'all know, my regular listeners, y'all know how much I love having guests. Y'all know how much I love having people come to the show. New people come to the show. I love my other guests as well. Like if any guests out there that, you know, been on my show, you guys want to come back, come on back. I don't mind how many times anybody come on my show. You can come 10 times a year if you want to. But I love when people, I have new guests as well. So I love my previous guests that have been on, but I love having new guests too. So we got two new guests coming to the show. Tomorrow we're doing a whole interview, y'all. I didn't even know I was going to do an interview when I took my hiatus. I came back on Twitter, started talking about my podcast, and this wonderful lady said, you know what, I want to do an interview on your show. I'm going to tell y'all tomorrow, because when she comes on, I'm going to tell y'all and tell her how much that made me feel. I ain't going to say it right now. I don't want to get mushy and in my feelings right now, you know, happy in happy ways, though. But I'm so excited she wants to come and let me do an interview for her. That means a lot to me. I am honored to do this interview for her. We had to make a couple of changes. I'm glad that she worked with me and I worked with her. But this show is happening tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern. Please tune in. Y'all know I'm posting the link. I'm posting the number. And it's going to be amazing. Memorial Day, we're doing a special Memorial Day episode with another wonderful guest. And these two people know each other. The one I'm doing an interview for tomorrow and the guest is coming on Monday, they know each other. They're doing a Memorial Day show, y'all, talking about the ups and downs of relationships. This is a part one. We already discussed we're doing part two, hopefully this coming Wednesday. If nothing don't change. But we're doing a freaking part one Memorial Day episode, 3 p.m. Eastern to 4, ups and downs of relationships. And she's going to be playing her own music to start the show off. So you guys know I'm very excited. I will do more announcements. I'm probably going to come back tonight and do another bring back nighttime conversation. Yeah, I'm going to come back tonight, guys, and do nighttime conversation with y'all. I don't really have too much more to, you know, like, I don't really have too much more, like, announcements. Just that, follow me on Twitter at amazing_J2698. Follow me on Facebook. I will give out that in a message if you want my personal Facebook. But I am on Twitter, amazing_J2698. Like I said, I have more announcements, but I'll announce more stuff tonight when I come back for Nighttime Conversation with Queen J. You guys can make sure, if you want to hear this, if you don't want to listen to this podcast, if you don't want to listen to this podcast on Blog Talk, guys, I am on Amazon Music, and I'm going to post all my links after I finish, after this episode uploads. I'm going to go back and edit in the description box. Y'all can find me on Amazon Music. I am on iTunes, and I'm actually going to try to get on Stitcher. I'm in process of working on trying to get on Stitcher Premium. So, but yes, this podcast is not just on Blog Talk. It's on Amazon Music, iTunes, and it's one more that is on. I forgot what else is on, but it will soon be on Stitcher. We are going to start doing back doing the birthday episodes probably by August, or maybe January next year. I might start at the beginning of the year. We're going to have a positive energy for the week on Sundays, and we're going to start doing Queen J Says, a monthly segment. So thank you guys for tuning in. I'm so glad to be back. And even though this was a return episode, I got to get back into it. So forgive me if I'm a little slow on certain things I was saying, but guess what? Queen J Podcast is back. Get ready because it's going to be better than ever. I got to go, y'all. I'll see y'all tonight for the return of Queen J Says. I mean, not Queen J Says. Nighttime Conversation with Queen J. And y'all know it gets juicy there. Bye-bye.